Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL Draft Prospect Special. The 2022 NFL Draft, Dylan Perriman, formerly of the University of Memphis, now with the Las Vegas Raiders, third round pick. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Logan Lamb. Boy, God is good, man. When you talk about stories, it's not one better than this one, man. Dylan Perriman, two-star recruit. 351 recruit in the state of Georgia. Participated in the National Junior Olympics. But think about this before I get into the young man. He went to the University of Memphis, played at a school that I love from my hometown, played in Carrollton, Georgia. And I'm embarrassed and ashamed that I didn't even hear the young man and went down there and see him play. See, Carrollton, Georgia is approximately 26 miles from my house here in Douglasville, and it's just a 15-minute drive. And I was ashamed that I didn't even see the young man playing high school. But you know what? He went down to Memphis. That was his only major offer. And they coached him up down there. Now, I don't want to throw shots out there, but he was a third-round pick. The two guys that was on Georgia's national championship team, Jamari Sawyer and Justin Schaefer, went later. And then think about this. Is that the young man went to the Raiders. I'm going to say Oakland / Las Vegas Raiders. And think about our great lineman that he's going to be following in the city of Las Vegas. Can you say Gene Upshaw? Can you say Henry Lawrence? Can you say Bruce Davis? Can you say Hall of Famer Art Shell? Can you say Mickey Marvin? Can you say Don Mosbar? And can you say Bruce Wilkerson? The silver and black, baby. Dylan Parham is going to be a part of that. And then think about this. I'm going to get to his skill set. He played three positions and started left guard, right tackle, A+. And he could, and possibly he might end up as a center, A+. Lateral agility, A+. Excellent athlete, A+. Outstanding natural being, A+. Powerful leg drive, A+. Play with a solid base, A+. Pass off stunts in a timely manner, A+. Strength, A+. Quickness, A+. Technique, A+. 4-year starter, A+. Inability to hold his own up against the pass rush, A+. Pro Bowl caliber starter, A+. Hands and feet with size, A+. These came from NFL scouts. Temperament, A+. Plays with a grit, A+. And a very smart football player, A+. But what I'm glad about, and he was a former tight end before he got, when he got to Memphis. But Mike Norvell, thank you. The head coach of Florida State. He saw something in him. And think about this. The young man, as I just mentioned, started over 50 games. But what's so great is that Georgia didn't want him. Georgia Tech didn't want him. Georgia State didn't want him. He was the 351 recruit in the state of Georgia when he came out. A two-star recruit. But you know what? He took his talents to the 901. And he became a star. And then he came out of Carrollton, Georgia. That's what do some good football players. Reggie Brown. Jamie Henderson. Dontavious Russell. Jonathan Jones, War Eagle, Auburn University, Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots, and Jamie Henderson. Carrollton has a real good, strong football program. But he decided that the only place that he could really make his name, and he ended up becoming the third round pick, and he went before Justin Schaefer and Jamari Sawyer, who's national champions for Georgia, but he went to the 901. You know what? He's part of the 901 family. Because I guarantee you, when he got down there, he saw this. The Barcades, Marion Barry, Kathy Bates, Michael Beck in the movie The Warriors, William Beffert, Bobby Blue Bland, Olivia Cole, Rick Dees, 8 Ball and MG, Paul Feinbaum, Harold Ford Jr. and Sr., Al Green, Gangsta Boo, W.C. Hattie, Anita Ward, Thaddeus Young, Penny Hardaway, Albert King, Jerry Lawyer, Tim McCarver, Michael Orr, Neely's Barbecue, Run the Views Barbecue, Isaac Hayes, David Porter, Stack Records, Carla Thomas, Justin Timberlake, 36 Mafia. They welcomed him as family, and his dreams came true. And you know what? He's going to be a hell of a football player with the Raiders. I'm so proud and thankful to be doing this video on this young man today. As I told you, there's a lot of things I love about my hometown. We're good people, and we welcome in people that want to be with us. And you see what happens. He went down there as a two-star recruit, came down as a tight end, and developed into a high-level NFL prospect. Played right tackle, played right guard, played a little center. They don't even want to put it in that. Four-year starter, started over 50 games, and he's an athlete. And he got drafted before Justin Schaefer and Jamari Sawyer. And when you look at him being a great football player on the next level, I see a little bit of Gene Upshaw in him, a little bit of Larry Little in him, a little bit of Randall McDaniel in him, a little bit of Tom Mack in him, and a little bit of Randy Cross in him. Boy, it's special to talk about players getting drafted from the University of Memphis. Thank you, Mr. Dylan Parham. Thank you, Mr. Kevin Austin. Thank you for Mr. Kenneth Walker, Michigan State, out of the 901, Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. This very video has been dedicated to my parents, Inez and Chester Turner. The 901 is roaming. It's exploding. And we got pride. Dylan Parham, thank you for coming over from Carrollton, Georgia, and playing your football at the University of Memphis. Thank you. Third round pick of the Las Vegas Raiders. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. And one more time to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. And all I got to say for Mr. Dylan Parham and to his family, one for the money. 2 for the show. Three to get the honeys. Here we go. Dylan Parham is no greater place than Memphis, Tennessee. The 901. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.